Welcome. Let me break this down. I want to say welcome, Kim, to Raleigh. The radio station is in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And the show will be in Raleigh, but yeah. Everybody calls this Raleigh-Durham. And our receptionist and I have this thing. We're both from Durham. And so when people come to town, they think they're in Raleigh-Durham. And we like to say, this is Raleigh, and the other town is Durham. And they're not one town put together.
Right.
So
okay.
that is your geographic lesson
the triangle. It's good to clarify, because I definitely sling them both together. So now I know.
It's because they screwed up the airport. Right. And so now everybody thinks that we live in Raleigh-Durham. This is Raleigh. It's Durham. Two different cities. Welcome you both.
Like Dallas, is that the same thing with Dallas Fort Worth?
Dallas Fort Worth, but Raleigh Durham. It's my understanding that we have the only airport in the country mm-hmm. where the cities aren't listed alphabetically.
Okay.
So Dallas Fort Worth, that's alphabetical.
Right.
Minneapolis St. Paul, that's alphabetical. Raleigh Durham. I don't really
know. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right.
There's a whole understory there, but I'm not going to get into all of that today. I want to talk about you, and I want to talk about music, and I want to welcome you to the Triangle. So excited about the show tonight. And everybody's been calling, asking, is the show still happening? Is it really taking place? And the answer is
yes.
Yeah,
yes. As far as I know.
And
yeah,
you're from?
Good. I'm from Detroit.
So what we got going on here...
Oh, you mean this the snow?
Yes, our snow situation.
So you all are seriously calling this snow?
Okay, so let me...
seriously?
Yes, seriously. Let me explain why this is a big deal. See, we don't have all of the equipment and tools that you all have in Detroit.
Right.
And so our school buses can't get around on those back roads. And we don't want the kids slipping and sliding. And,
yeah, and I understand that. I say that in jest. I know,
Of course. But I know that everybody...
The infrastructure,
like,
but it's still kind of funny.
It is. I know.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But
look,
the kids are excited to get out of school. We have a skeleton staff here because people can't drive in the snow, so they couldn't come to work.
Right. I understand.
You understand how
I understand.
It works.
Absolutely.
All right. So tell what's been going on. You put out a new album. You're touring again because you did the first leg.
Right.
It was just you and Joe.
Right.
And now it's you, Joe, and Uncle Charlie.
Right.
And tell us about that. How's it
How
been?
How cool is that? You know, for me to be out with two wonderful artists that I admire and enjoy sharing the stage with. We've all done shows together over the years,
mm-hmm.
you know. But this is the first time that we've toured together officially, and we're having a great time out here. Last weekend was the first weekend, and we're starting off the second week here in Raleigh, and. Looking forward to it. The show is amazing. You know, everybody's having a good time, and Uncle Charlie's putting it down, and Joe's doing his thing, and we hold our own on stage. So we're having a good time. So, you know, I've been running around the country, Grammy nominations, NAACP Image Award nominations, and you know, really just enjoying this moment with my fourth studio album, Promise to Love, and I'd like to thank you and your listeners for you know, nobody is the first. It's number one this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time that I've had two number ones on the same album. So it's you is number one, and Nobody is number one. So we're really having a moment. And thank you for that.
Now, do you get to, let me get in my Oprah real quick. Do you get to live in the moment? Are you able to like sit and really enjoy this? Or are you constantly on the go? Have you had that opportunity to be like, thank you, God, for this and really live in it?
Yeah, I try to keep a mindset of perpetual gratitude,
mm-hmm.
you know, not just for, you know, success in the business, but just, you know, for the life that I'm allowed to live,
mm-hmm.
and appreciating what I have. But there are times, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of times it's hindsight, you know, like
right.
after we're done and we're off the road, I'll be sitting at home in a chair in the living room,
mm-hmm.
and like, be like, you know what, that was a moment. That was a moment. This is definitely a moment, you know, and we're all trying to embrace it and live up to the moment as well, you know. So it's cool. It's a good thing.
Now you've got this whole romance thing. I mean, you've got romance on lock.
Yeah.
So where does this come from? Like, were you that kid in high school that was like sending girls poetry and all of, like, was that always there?
I was that kid.
You were that kid.
I was that kid, you know.
Wow.
sending flowers, sending notes, you know, trying to do little special things for all the girls that I had a crush on.
Mm-hmm. Did it work?
Sometimes it worked, you know. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it didn't work.
It's
you know,
it's hit or miss.
That's how you
sometimes.
Learn. That's
yes.
how you learn. You know, that's how you learn. you know, there were those girls who, you know, didn't think that I was worth the time of day. And you know, I like it when I run into them today.
who does not live for that moment,
yeah.
Right?
How you like me now?
I know that's right.
I was trying to tell you.
I can see them hitting you up on Facebook and Twitter. You remember me?
Yeah, I remember you.
You wrote me that poem, the one you never responded to. Yeah, I remember you.
You know, but it's all good. It's all good.
He says with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
So since you're the king of romance, everybody wants to know, is there like a Miss Kim in your life? And if not, what are you looking for in that woman? I mean, what does she look like in your mind if she doesn't already exist?
Well, right now I'm single.
Okay.
You know, the loves of my life right now are my daughters, mm-hmm. Layla and Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe in love. You know, I write about love and I'm hopeful for love, you know, even at this stage of my life. And so you guys got to keep the light on for me.
Oh, amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. We got plenty of light for you. Trust and believe that. And there are people listening to this that are going to have their sign tonight. Like, I'm here, Kim. You're looking for me.
Yeah, bring your signs.
Bring your signs. Now, a typical night of romance for you in the privacy of your own home, is your music playing or is somebody else's music playing?
I am not. Well, that depends on where we are in the album cycle. Because,
okay.
Like, if I just finished recording a project, then I may be listening to it.
Okay.
But if, you know, 6 months after the record comes out, I'm probably not listening to me.
Okay.
So I'm listening to, you know, a lot of my contemporaries. You might find Joe in there. Mm-hmm. You might find... who else? Luther's going to be in
of
there,
course.
You know, and the classic stuff. Anita
right.
Baker's going to be in there.
Right.
Jill Scott's going to be in there.
Oh gosh, yes.
Lettucey is going to be in
all
there.
All of that.
You know. There's some. You know. So, I try not to be the guy that's into himself and like mm-hmm. what he's doing. You know, a relationship for me is important. It's important that I'm able to not be that guy,
right?
You know, not be the guy who's making the music. You know, you can't not acknowledge that part of me, but that's not all that there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to be sitting, you know, playing my records.
Well, I mean, I guess I just wonder, like, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist in certain things that I do. So I would be wondering if you'd be like, baby, let me give you this back rub. I did not like the way I sang that
right.
one note. Oh, I need to do that over.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to focus on
right,
you.
Right, right, right. I can be that
like,
guy, too.
Like, I would just think you would get caught up in that.
I can be that guy, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
For sure.
Now, you have a teenage daughter. Have you set the bar for romance in her life? Like, do these guys that try to step to your daughter have to, like, fly in flowers from New Zealand?
They got to come with it. Yeah. Yeah, they got to come with it.
Okay.
That was the whole plan.
Right,
you know, I'm
of
like,
course.
Dude, you can't, don't bring anybody to my house
right.
who doesn't treat you as good as I treat you.
Oh, my goodness.
You know
I
what
love
I mean?
That.
So it's like, yeah, she's not, what TLC say? No scrubs?
That's
no
right.
scrubs. Yeah,
I like it.
No
I like that
yeah.
you set the bar high
yeah.
for her.
Yeah, it's high.
That's important. Now, are you thinking ahead to the next album? I mean, this album has not even been out a year. So do you still live in this album, or are you already thinking, for my next project, I think I want to try this, or I want to write with this person, or I want to...
Yeah, some seeds are being planted for
okay.
me. I'm thinking about the next record.
Okay.
You know, I got little bits and pieces of ideas on my phone that I sing into the phone. If we're, you know, like today, if we're going to sound check after we leave here, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the band's kind of grooving, there something might, you know... Might catch my ear and you know, and I'll make a note of it and tape it and keep it and file it, you know, for ideas for the next record. I'm always thinking about the next song, always looking for the next hit, you know. So it never
stops.
Well,
look, we are always looking forward to your next hit too.
Yeah.
So we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
We cannot
yeah.
wait for tonight. Before you go, got a couple of questions for you so we can get to know you better. Boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Okay. Salty or sweet?
Both.
Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
Krispy Kreme. For the donut.
Right.
Dunkin' Donuts for the coffee.
For the coffee. That's what I do. I got to get my Krispy Kreme and my Dunkin' coffee.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
CD or vinyl?
Both. I can do both.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay, now I have to ask you this because of today's date and what is going down in this market tonight. And it's imperative that you answer this properly. And I want you to get inspiration from the color of the sky on a not cloudy day.
Yeah.
UNC or Duke?
Oh. UNC.
Great answer. Thank you.
Where am I? I'm in North. I mean, dude. For real?
Right, exactly. Thank you. I'm glad you
recognize. What am I supposed to say?
I know. Thank you for recognizing.
We want to make it out of here alive.
Hello, because you wouldn't have made it out this studio alive. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with us, and we cannot wait to see you perform tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep.